The Dodgers and Reds would have some late-inning drama on Saturday. We pick it up, though, in the bottom of the first. L.A. off to a great start, leading 2-0. Asher Wojciechowski starting for the Reds. And Cody Bellinger continues to add to his fairy tale start.
Cody Bellinger swings. He hits it, and you can kiss this one goodbye. Cody Bellinger on a two-strike pitch. Hits one a mile, his 13th of the season.
Up the middle, into center field for a base hit. And the scoreless streak for Alex Wood has come to an end. Here's Josh Fields. Drilled deep to left center field. It's on its way, and it is gone. Mesoraco, his fourth home run of the year. And it ties the score at 4.
A lot of anticipation when Corey comes to the plate.
To left field, slicing toward the corner. Jeanette can't get it, and the Dodgers will win it. Corey Seager delivers.
The Dodgers pick up their third straight win. This time on Saturday, it's a 5-4 victory over the Reds. Kenley Jansen picks up the win in relief. Alex Wood started. He came off the DL to throw 5 2/3 innings. He saw his scoreless inning streak end at 27 1/3. The Dodgers make it 3 in a row after a 5-4 victory over Cincinnati on Saturday. Here's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
Is that the first one? I'm betting it won't be his last. You know, he's Corey's been swinging the bat better than I think that the numbers have indicated of late. You know, he's barreling baseballs, taking good swings, and yeah, to what he thought, a couple doubles tonight, got a base on balls. He's kind of, we have a lot of guys that you want to be in that big spot, and JT to come off the bench and get a big hit, keep the line moving. Yasiel on the offense obviously did some things tonight, which were really good. And then you start with Alex Wood, what he did coming off the disabled list. Pitched a heck of a ball game, really was great, dominating, tired in the sixth, and he got tired, and the stuff started to fall short, and, you know, talking to Rick and looking at Alex and what the ball was doing, and for me, I'll take my chance with Josh, who's been lights out against Mesoraco, and I left to pitch out over, and he put a good swing on it, so it's going to happen. Our bullpen's been very good, and, you know, Woody was very good, and, you know, for the other guys to come in, close the door, and for us, for offense to put some hits together was big.
Corey Seager comes through with the game-ending hit. He had first and second, two down in the bottom of the ninth before he came through, lacing a double into the left field corner. Here's Seager on his big day.
Just kind of looking for a heater, you know. I faced him last night, and that really helped out, so just trying to not do too much and win a game.
What can you say about the fact that Yasiel Puig and Justin Turner are able to continue that inning?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, Puig got on and started off, and then JT came off the bench, got a nice hit, and then luckily got to finish it off. Just trying to be as consistent as possible, kind of like what I talked in spring, you know, just not trying to get too low, not trying to get too far away from where you want to be, and that's about it.
The series concludes on Sunday with Tim Adelman pitching for Cincinnati. Hyunjin Ryu starts for L.A.